Now, Izzy, are you often a victim of mosquitoes?
Oh, gosh, they love me. It's so frustrating.
You see, I'm not. They don't go near me. But you might benefit from this, because here's a story about something you are definitely not going to see on the catwalk at London Fashion Week, and that's because it's something highly practical for a change. These are socks that could save you from mosquito bites and also malaria.
So my name is Dr. Mtogozisi Sibanda. I'm from the University of Pretoria. When you're outdoors, mosquitoes will bite you on the ankles and feet 93% of the time. They are attracted by foot odor.
Well, isn't that where we spray the insect repellent then?
Yes, so you can spray a topical insect repellent, but it will quickly evaporate. In an hour or two, it's no longer effective. Then you have to respray again. So we needed to come up with a way of having a long-lasting formulation. So basically what we developed is a slow-release technology. Basically, we spin a fiber, and the fiber is specially engineered to hold a liquid insect repellent, and the fiber will slowly release that repellent over a long period of time. It can last up to 8 months, or if you knit the fiber into a textile, you can wash that textile for minimum 25 times and it's still effective.
So you would put the formulation into this fiber using the technology you've invented, and what, you'd then spin it into a pair of socks or an anklet or something that a person would wear?
That's correct.
Does it work?
It works. We have tested it. We have actually published the results in a high-impact scientific journal.
And how effective is it? And how did you do that testing?
Okay, so there are a number of tests recommended by the World Health Organization. The one that we use is a pretty aggressive one, where we put our formulated sock on one foot and a control sock, which is untreated, on the other foot. We put both feet in a cage with 300 female hungry mosquitoes. So they have to make a choice. Which ankle do they feed on? So if you see all of them going to the untreated sock, then you know that your sock is working.
That sounds like a really painful experiment. Did you do it?
I did it. But, you know, you have people who run these insectaries and they use their arms to feed the mosquitoes. So what I did is really nothing to what other people do.
The things that people will do for science. Yeah. But tell me about the technology that's enabled you to do this. How does this clever fibre and fibre spinning technique work? And how do you get the insect repellent in there in the first place?
Right. So what we make is what we call a bi-component fibre. One polymer is in the core, and that polymer can absorb high amount of oil. And we have a polymer that forms a sheath around the core polymer. So the oil will have to diffuse through that sheath. So in that way, the sheath slows down the evaporation of the oil overall. If you knit the textile into a fiber and wash that textile, you only wash the outside of the fiber. The bulk of the liquid is still stored inside the fiber. It will still migrate to the surface, and that's how it's replenished.
In essence, it's a tube within a tube, and the tube inside the tube loves oily things. The tube outside the tube hates oily things. So you've got your repellent, which is oily-based.
Yes.
In the middle, and it's obviously facing a barrier to diffuse out very slowly.
Exactly.
What is the chemical that you're using as the repellent? Is that just DEET or something? Because that's the industry-leading standard DEET, isn't it?
Yes, so DEET is the standard repellent on the market right now. It's got a bad reputation, unfortunately, although it has not been proven to be bad scientifically. So we're using an alternative repellent called IR3535. It's as good as DEET. We also use a natural repellent based on the eucalyptus tree.
And are these socks, or whatever you design, fashionable? Because obviously, especially with youngsters, people are not going to wear something that looks like a fashion disaster.
Yeah.
So can you add colour, add patterning, make it like it's a normal piece of everyday wear so it doesn't look out of place?
Yeah. So when it comes to that, it's so easy because we can make the fibre into any colour. We just add a pigment. So we can make any sock design. We actually combine our yarn with the liquid, with cotton or wool, to make it nice and comfortable, and we can make a nice fashionable sock.
How will I know, though, when my socks are no longer working? Because it's brilliant while it is working, of course, but there has to be a way of knowing when I'm no longer protected, because otherwise I could be out there with false confidence and catch something.
So basically, we do a lab testing to determine the length that these products can work, and we can sort of calculate the minimum length that you should keep them for. So they will be labeled to say can work for this long, and after this is recommended that you get a new product.
Can you recharge them, or do you have to throw them away? Because obviously that's not great from a sustainability point of view.
No, you're right. So you can't recharge them. And what we are doing right now is we're developing the fiber based on biodegradable polymer. There is research that is ongoing to use biodegradable polymer so that they can be disposable.
And they're also planning to do a bed bug repelling mattress that sounds like it could come in very handy too. That was Tokozisi Sibanda, and he was talking to me for the Bio Africa conference in Durban. The company that he set up to develop those insect repelling fabrics is called Africa Applied Chemical, and the product should be hitting the market, he tells me, later this year.